Remember that the R of A equation used for calculating rain rates is only used below the melting layer in both MRMS and dual pole due to its sensitivity to ice contamination. And as a result, everything is assumed to be pure rain, so rates are allowed to be very high, up to 8 inches per hour. The problem arises when R of A is incorrectly applied, and this can happen with MRMS in areas of severe beam blockage below the melting layer. In areas with severe beam blockage, only partial blockage compensation is applied, which can result in Z being lower than it should be. And as a result, Z may not get above 48 dBZ, allowing R of A to be widely applied and resulting in high rain rates. A way you can avoid being fooled by these high rain rates is to check the precip classification in MRMS. If it shows hail in this area, then R of A is incorrectly being applied and you shouldn't trust those rates. Here is an example of this scenario, where southeast of the KRLX radar, there is severe blockage. When this storm moved into that area, notice the 5 to 7 inch per hour rates that occurred as a result of R of A being applied. But looking at precip type, these occurred in areas of hail where we know R of A cannot be applied due to sensitivity to ice. So I would be wary of these values and either hedge those estimates down substantially or instead choose dual pole as my precip source.